This I Believe. Herman Bruckner, a native New Yorker who worked his way through City College, is a salesman for a leading manufacturer of locks and keys. He lives in the Bronx. Several years ago, something happened to Herman Bruckner which changed his whole life. This is his story.
March 7th, 1950, my second child, a boy, was born armless. I shall never forget that night of horror. It was as though my life came to an end. I was terrified, shocked, and desperate. I would have accepted immediate death rather than face the precarious future. I was too confused and cowardly to kill myself. Never will I completely eradicate from my mind the pale, frightened face of the doctor when he said, "In all the years I have been delivering babies, I have not seen anything like this, a monstrosity." I was gasping for breath. I could not endure this burden. For 2 long months, I refused to see my son. I wanted him sent to an institution or placed in a home for adoption. During this period, I could not eat, I could not sleep, I could not work. I was miserable and tortured by life had no purpose other than waiting for my son to completely disappear from my memory. Brief moments of peace of mind came to me only from pleading prayers. I begged God to please show me the right way. I kept saying over and over, "Why do I love my daughter and not my son?" I do not believe that at any time did I lose faith in him. God must have been watching me and waiting to see if I was ready to accept this great challenge. He sent me to my son. I love him. I am proud of him. I now want to show him off to the entire world because I am his father. The good Lord seems to have lighted a spark in me, which hastens me on to help the worried and afflicted, just as he has blessed my son with a wondrous smile. I know I am now strong, aggressive, and desire to undertake tasks perhaps others would hesitate to attempt. Am I afraid of my son's future? No. However, in my heart, I feel there must be a way I can bring comfort and strength to other disabled. I am anxious to be associated with honest programs of developing better understanding of the handicapped. I am proud to say I am presently trying to spread this gospel on behalf of the Institute for the Crippled and Disabled. No one asked me to lend my support to this urgent need. It is something I want to do and am doing it. I believe my real purpose on this earth is to try to help those who cannot help themselves. I am determined to attempt an all-out campaign in behalf of the crippled, which will make their lives worth living. With the grace of God, I pray he keep this burning spirit within me alive and guide me in this chosen task. For this privilege, I am indeed grateful and say, thank you, Almighty God.
There are the beliefs of Herman E. Bruckner of the Bronx, New York. His son and daughter, Billy and Karen, are blessed with a mother and father who place love above everything else in this world. They are facing the problems of the future with intelligence and courage. The story of Billy, which Mr. Bruckner's wife, Leona, wrote for the Ladies' Home Journal, has recently been published in book form. It is called Triumph of Love.